Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. In Eilut, it's pleasantly hot, perfect for a day at the beach. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, making it comfortable for evening activities outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, a report from 2 hours ago reveals a secret nuclear site in Syria. A covert deal was made between Trump, Israel, and Damascus concerning leftover material from the Al-Kibar reactor project. Also from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, Iran demands compensation from Ukraine over a deadly Caspian Sea vessel strike last month that killed one sailor. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel is alarmed by a Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact. An Israeli official warns that this alliance is aimed against Israel, despite claims it's focused on Iran. Separately, the Times of Israel reports from 50 minutes ago that Netanyahu has selected a Likud candidate who previously criticized Trump. The candidate, Oren Dobronsky, is now attempting damage control. And finally, Axios reports that the U.S. brokered a secret deal on a clandestine Syrian nuclear site earlier today. The Trump administration and international inspectors intervened to prevent escalation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted just minutes ago. He highlighted that the Palestine Solidarity Campaign in the UK has seen its income soar more than fivefold since October 7th. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared 20 minutes ago about her discussion on Netanyahu's defiance of Trump and the situation in Gaza in a segment with Marco Werman on The World. Balaz News reported 20 minutes ago that tense discussions took place between Jared Kushner and Netanyahu regarding the Gaza framework. Kushner accused Netanyahu of obstructing the plan, while Netanyahu insisted on Gaza's demilitarization first. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the secret nuclear site in Syria, Axios reveals that the site contains material from the Al-Kibar reactor project, which Israel has been monitoring for about 2 years. The deal was part of efforts to manage potential threats without escalating tensions. This highlights ongoing geopolitical challenges in the region. Turning to Iran's demand for compensation from Ukraine, the Jerusalem Post explains that the deadly strike last month was acknowledged by Ukraine as a mistake. Iran's demand could strain relations further and complicate diplomatic engagements between the two countries. Meanwhile, Israel expresses concern over the Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact. Ynet reports that the perceived threat to Israel comes amid an already tense regional atmosphere, with fears that Egypt might join the pact. This situation underscores the importance of Israel strengthening ties with Greece and other allies. Separately, Netanyahu's selection of Oren Dobronsky as a Likud candidate is making waves. As the Times of Israel reports, Dobronsky's previous criticism of Trump is at odds with his recent praise. This situation could impact Netanyahu's relationship with key U.S. figures and affect internal party dynamics. Finally, the U.S. brokered deal on the Syrian nuclear site. Axios details that this move by the Trump administration aimed to prevent a major escalation involving international inspectors. This action underscores the delicate balance of maintaining regional stability. On the economic front, first, from Tech, Monday, an Israeli software company exceeded second quarter expectations with rapid growth in AI products. However, Wall Street remains skeptical of their strategic decisions. Separately, Mariv Business reports that a VAT revolution is on the horizon in Israel. Starting in January, the VAT will be collected at the time of payment, which could impact consumers and businesses by raising overall bills. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the IDF's new Seahawk helicopter. This naval commando with wings hunts submarines and detects threats, representing a significant advancement in Israel's defense capabilities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.